Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob Papiani scheduled to rejoin us at the top of the hour, and we'll take our trip around the league. A lot happening. Some of it very pertinent to the Steelers, I might add. But, Ron, a lot happened around the sports world besides the NFL this past weekend, and especially noteworthy to me was Penn State. That program's been around for a long time. They've never been 0-5. They are now. You and I both felt like, maybe still feel like, James Franklin is perfectly safe. What happens if they go 0-8? They got at Michigan, at Rutgers, and home against Michigan State. They look very much bad enough to go 0-8, Ron.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, the three teams you mentioned aren't very good either. But, I mean, how about Michigan? They had to go triple overtime to beat Rutgers. How long ago would that have been thought of as, like, incomprehensible to imagine that? So, I mean, they could go 0-3 in these last three games. They also could win them. But regardless of that, they're not very good. They're just not a very good team. The quarterback play has become abysmal. They can't do anything in short yardage situations. The defense isn't nearly what they thought it was going to be. And I know Micah Parsons, you know, opting out is a big deal there because he was their best player. But one of those years in the COVID year where they can honestly say they deserve to be 0-5. I think they led a little bit in the game against Iowa. And I read that was their first lead since the opener at Indiana. Remember, they blew that game at the very end when Franklin didn't have his team, sit on the ball at the end. That was their first lead since then. Think about that, how long that is, that they didn't have a lead in a game. So they very much deserve where they are in the standings right now, I think. They're just not very good, Joe.
I mean, they lost to Maryland by 2 touchdowns. They lost to Nebraska by a touchdown. They lost to Iowa by 20 points. So back to the original question, though. Do you think, Ron, perfectly safe even at 0-8, Franklin?
Yes, I do. I don't think they're going to look to get rid of him. That is not to say that he won't look to move on, though, because I do think he could possibly look to move on. I don't think they're going to replace him, though, no. I think he's safe from that standpoint.
But a little more scrutiny on next season, I would think, wouldn't you?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. When you have a year like that, there's always more scrutiny the next year, I would think. So I think that's a fair thing to say. Yep.
Pitt won its second game in a row. This one very decisively. I just think Pickett makes them a different team. Great day for DJ Turner. 15 catches for 184 yards. I felt really good for the Pitt seniors, and it was just a sort of a feel-good day, it seemed like, over there at Heinz Field, 47-14. Good for them.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming, obviously. Even though I picked Pitt, I thought it would be – that's one of the two or three games I got right over the weekend. I thought it would be a much more competitive game. I kind of like Pitt to bounce back, but not quite to that degree. Quite a performance by them. They certainly needed it. It has been a long, disappointing year for them. We talk about Penn State. Maybe it hasn't been quite as bad for Pitt, but it certainly hasn't been a good year at Pitt either. And to see them put that together was kind of fun. I agree with you totally. Good for them.
Follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer, locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can also listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's card of the week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. That Jack Lambert card last week was a nice little item. Contest run every Tuesday through Friday at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. So up next for Pitt, at Clemson, 3:30 on Saturday. Dabo Swinney, none too pleased that Florida State canceled this game the other day, basically said they didn't want to play us. A Clemson player was found to have tested positive Friday, I believe, the day before the game. They were there at Florida State. They quarantined the kid, and then Florida State said they didn't feel comfortable playing the game. Now, Clemson's had some other issues on their campus lately. Florida State, I think, had some issues early on. Didn't their coach, Mike Norvell, have it at one point? But they've been COVID-free for a long time now. Like I say, with kids opting out and everything else, if somebody wants to be overly cautious in this situation, I can't blame them. I heard Boomer Esiason doing a Sports Minute earlier today, and that's exactly what he said. When people err on the side of caution at this time, I can't blame them, Ron, especially if I'm Florida State and I had issues early and have been flying pretty good now for it would seem like a couple months for Florida State. I just thought Swinney was out of line here to basically say you didn't want to play us. And he said it wasn't the coaches or the players, but the administration, that they're basically afraid of us here.
Yeah, I thought it was a little ridiculous, too. Although that whole story, I mean, they announced that. I was doing the Saturday morning show right before I started at 9 o'clock that story broke. I mean, they were supposed to play at noon. And then the story said something about, well, the doctors couldn't have agreed about, you know, the safety. I guess one team's doctor said play, one team's doctors said didn't. College football has become a mess for me, Joe. It just all these games being canceled and everything. Did you see Utah just played its first game on Saturday? Its first game on November 21st. I mean, that's where we are with this COVID stuff. I thought Swinney was a little bit out of line, too. I mean, he basically said, hey, we're a much better team than them. They were afraid to play us. It just didn't I didn't like the way that sounded in these times, Joe.
And I agree with you on this. This has been the worst of it as far as major sports go, and it's in relation to COVID sort of affecting a season. It's no surprise. We're talking about tons and tons of teams. We're not talking about Major League Baseball with 30 teams and daily testing and all that kind of stuff, or at least very, very frequent testing. This is college football all over the country, everywhere, with kids on campuses in a lot of places. I mean, this was predictable. I don't know how the heck basketball is going to even get off the ground, I'll be honest. I saw where West Virginia and Youngstown State had to cancel because of issues with Youngstown State. And now West Virginia is going to go to South Dakota, which might be the last place on earth I'd want to go right now to open their season this week, I think. I mean, I don't see how college basketball is going to even get as far as college football has. And I still believe, by the way, that college football is going to find a way to play its playoff. I still believe that's going to happen. And I don't think it's going to be bad either. I think it's going to be probably Clemson, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Alabama. So it's still going to get tons of eyeballs and tons of revenue and all that. And they sort of are surviving, but it's been by far the worst. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I'm not sure they're going to get to the finish line because I still think this has the potential to get worse and worse. They've already canceled a big rivalry game. Washington State this week, I guess, was supposed to play on Friday. They've canceled that. I mean, there's just so many. I think there were 18 games canceled last weekend. 18 of them, including, obviously, the Clemson-Florida State game at the very last minute. So probably they'll get to the finish line. If they don't, it's not going to surprise me. And as far as going to South Dakota, Joe, I don't know that I'd ever want to go to South Dakota, even in good times.
I hear you. Take Ohio State, for example. They're 4-0. I think they have to get to six games, right, to be eligible for the Big Ten championship, if I'm not mistaken. They have Illinois, Michigan State, and Michigan. So I think they'll play two of those. They'll probably win the Big Ten championship, and then they will be with Clemson, which has already played seven. Notre Dame, I would think, would be there, and Alabama, which is just absolutely ruining people right now. I don't know. I just think they'll find a way. We're close enough to where they will, I believe. I think it's a little over a month away. Students are going to be leaving campus shortly here, which I think is a plus if you're looking at it through the lens of can we get games in and will athletes test positive. I think that's a plus too, Ron. So there's just too much money at stake. But I think it's trending in a direction where it's uneven, to say the least. But I think they're going to get a playoff in.
Well, man, you've jumped off the bandwagon in a hurry. You already have Ohio State winning the Big Ten title here. What about Northwestern? You were all eager to.
That's right.
You were all eager to brag about them at the start of the show about Northwestern, and now you're ready to jump off that bandwagon a little bit. So, it's going to be the same teams as always. That's the one normal part of this football season, is that it's going to be the same teams we always see. Alabama or Clemson will probably win it, right? I mean, it certainly looks that way to me.
Yes, I would imagine. Well, Alabama, Clemson. I think Ohio State is very, very good this year, although the game the other day against Indiana. And by the way, I watched that whole game and was thoroughly entertained. I love Indiana and wanted them to win very badly and was texting Jeff Hathorn during the game. They kept dropping the ball, Ron. Indiana could have won the game if their receivers could have held on to the ball. The quarterback, Penix Jr., is tremendous. And they found a way to pick off Justin Fields three times. Suddenly, I care about Indiana football. I don't know why. I just wanted them to win the game.
Yeah, that is an interesting development. You care about Indiana football. I don't know that too many people care about Indiana football, but I watched some of that game too, and I still go back to that Penn State game when Penn State had them beat and then just let it slip away. It's been an interesting year for Indiana. Their coach is a real fiery guy. I don't know if you happened to see him after the game. They had him taped on TV, and he was losing his mind about their character. They never quit, but that isn't good enough, and on and on and on. He put on quite a show after the game.
Coming up, top of the hour, we're expecting Bob Pompiani's return. Horse has rolled out a figurative red carpet. We'll fate Bob with all kinds of tributes when he comes back, if he comes back. And we'll take a trip around the NFL where there's tons of stories. There's also a very prominent media person out there who thinks the Steelers are, quote, overrated. I'll tell you about that coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.